What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man, and on this episode, me and my folk boss, Frank, we just sit here and we have a casual conversation about, you know, a few different things that we've been thinking about. We reference Jack the Ripper, and we talk about a little bit about Jonathan Majors and what was going on with him at the time. Apparently the outcome of that has changed since we recorded this. Just a spoiler alert there. And we also talk about what we think about the MCU and where it's going and where we think it should go. And we also throw a little bit of anime in there for anybody who likes to hear us talk about anime. This is basically just, you know, us having a little casual conversation. So just make sure to follow us on Instagram at Crave Reviews. That is KRAVVE_REVIEWS to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy the conversation, leave a comment and DM us your take on it. Enjoy the show.
Like any great detective of the day, that nigga was a dick to toe. Yeah. So he found out who it was, but I guess essentially OD. Now that part was probably just for the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because in real life, they never caught that.
No. He didn't catch him. He knew who it was.
That's.
But it was like he didn't have. Because a lot of people think they know who it was. Like a lot of motherfuckers for sure, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I see what you're saying. So.
He knew who it was, but it's like he just didn't catch him.
Live,
he probably would have called.
Probably would have called.
And I think that nigga, as they say back then, absconded. He got the fuck on because he felt like the jig was up. And then he wound up targeting. So this nigga was working the case, and the case in particular was dealing with, you know, of course, like a brothel. Well, not a particular brothel, but you know, all them hoes hung out in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? So. I guess he got up with the group of hoes, and one of them he actually took a liking to, because of course, you know, even in today's standard, you gonna find a bitch that's bad as hell. This bitch bad as hell. So he obviously felt like she was bad as hell, and decided to look into the case. But then he wound up forming feelings for her. But this nigga just so happened to be taking out this one section of bitches right here. So she essentially got caught up in. And the thing that was so cold about how they was figuring out who it was, and they figured out it was a doctor, because for one, all the cuts and shit were like precise, like doctor level shit. For two, the nigga would bait these bitches with cherries. And apparently back then, only rich people could get access to that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not no peasant shit, like cherry. You know what I'm saying? So. Also, fun fact, they thought it was so many lobsters back then that they really thought it was a peasant thing. So they would feed lobster to all the peasants.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good.
They used to eat good as well. They just don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's even good, because a lobster is technically a gigantic sea roach. So that's disgusting. Anyway.
You know, I've always thought that too.
That's what it is.
That's what, like, I'd be looking at shrimp and I'd be like, man, this shit really kind of.
That's what it is. Like at the end of the day, it's a sea crustacean. It's in a shell. So
you can watch Aquaman 2.
Nah. I was gonna watch it, but then it's like I just don't fuck with Amber Heard. Like I just like she's dirty. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry we cutting into what we finna talk about, but you know, this is Crave Review, so we reviewing everything. I think Aquaman 2 is probably good when I do get around to it, because it's Jason Momoa and it looked like the story is solid as fuck. And of course, I want to see my boy Candyman. You know what I'm saying? That nigga gonna be Black Manta, but and this is also something that I definitely wanted to discuss, because not to get too far off topic to finish explaining, but it's some shit I'm gonna get into. But let me just explain this right. So the nigga falls in love with the bitch. She winds up getting baited. with the cherries, because that's how he approaches them. You know what I'm saying? He baits them with the cherries. And when, apparently when they find them, they kind of find the cherry stems, because, you know, you eat it off the, you know what I'm saying? So they'll find those. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you know what? It might have been grapes. I think it was grapes. Well, it might have been cherries. It was one of the two, but I think either one, grapes and cherries apparently wasn't in access for peasants, which is crazy as fuck. But anyway, but you can feed them lobster. They was eating like kings. Anyway, so he cuts up. Yeah, unless you're like, man, that sucks for the people that found that were allergic, because there were no medical procedures.
Right. There was nothing. It was just you died.
This is your first and last time eating this crab oil. Like, like that crab oil was good.
It was good.
That shit was so good, I died. Like, damn. But, so he finds cuts the bitch up, and then, you know, he gets on the case, and then it's like he's talking to the nigga. And so the nigga, low key, if you're going to look, and the movie I'm talking about in particular is called From Hell. And it's starring Johnny Depp and the late great Hagrid. You know what I'm saying? Which a lot of people don't know who Hagrid really was without that big ass beard. But he's done a lot of good movies, and he was a police detective. But this nigga, essentially Johnny Depp is the protagonist, and he's trying to find out who is Jack the Ripper. And he comes across, you know what I'm saying, all these various clues and shit like that to lead him to the conclusion that it's one of the doctors that's practicing in the medical facility that's not too far from where these people are being killed. Because, you know, it's like a town square. It's London. So, you know, all that shit is getting built up to prominence at this point. So a lot of shit only happens in one certain spot, because, you know, the outskirts is all the old, you know, renovations and shit. So it's, you know, beggars and all that shit. And then you got the inner part of the city, which is, you know, the one that is expanded outward from. So all the doctors and shit, you know what I'm saying, everybody knows about hoes, pimps, but apparently there weren't a lot of pimps back then. There was just a lot of hoes. So, you know, you can catch scurvy. A lot of hoes. That's probably where Cheaper to Keep it came from. But so of course Jack the Ripper, who's one of the doctors that was performing at the, you know what I'm saying, whatever pavilion you want to call it, he was doing that. And of course he would do work outside, so a lot of people like take their work home with them. This nigga definitely took his work home with him. So back in them days, you know, them, they had to have those autopsy theaters, so the doctors of that day can you know, gather the information and shit that we have today to treat the human body. But it was just a little bit more hard back then, because they had to cut shit wide open and really study it. So those autopsy theaters was way different. But apparently it spawned something evil, which was Jack the Ripper, whose name is actually just Jack the Ripper. His actual name is something I can't remember right now, but this ain't like an infographic show right now. So, but if you know it, you know what I'm saying, leave it in the comment section. So that happened.
Leave it in the comments, bitch.
This nigga Johnny Depp gets called to the case after like the third woman gets butchered, and then it's like these people are getting killed, but the cuts are just so perfect. It's just like, it's just not matching up for a regular person in the surrounding area to be killing motherfuckers. It's like, who the fuck killing people this neat? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's essentially what was happening back in those days. Like, it, you know, there's only one way to kill, and that's, you know, gruesomely and bloodily. But apparently this shit was just so neat. they was like, yeah, like these are like precision cuts. Like, this ain't regular shit. So they had to get a not regular detective, which was Johnny Depp. So in the same fashion and form as Robert Downey Jr.'s rendition of Sherlock Holmes, Johnny Depp does drugs, and he does this shit that you light on fire and it burns green. I can't think of it. You drop it in a drink, but it's like some type of LSD or some shit like that. This nigga does that, gets on the case, essentially tracks down, you know, all these doctors that work in this pavilion, because that's what he wants to start his questioning, because that's who's obviously doing this type of killing. It's somebody that could perform this type of shit like this. So as he's going through these motions, falls in love with one of the, you know saying, prostitutes, which is, you know, cliche to be expected, but that's how you give reason and I guess will to figure out stuff in movies. You got to have that, you know what I'm saying, offset sometimes in this. So, and I guess have something at risk as well, because him as a single man, no kids, does drugs, and he's a detective. He probably comes across a lot of gruesome ass shit. You know what I'm saying? He really don't got much to live for, so that kind of just makes him singular, like a singularity in a movie. Like, he's the one man that could do it, because he is literally just one man. He has no ties to anything. So whether he lives or dies is solely dependent on if he just falls in a bad situation or if he just doesn't care to live. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. So he falls in love with this bitch, and the women that she shacked up with that's working in a certain area are the ones that's really getting murked off. And of course, she falls victim to being one of the women that gets murked, which, you know what I'm saying, is kind of in lieu of Johnny Depp kind of narrowing down who his suspects are, and it comes to one of the guys that they show the most. But then, you know, in some movies, they give you that dynamic. You got a young nigga that can do the same thing, who's a prominent doctor. Then you got the sensei doctor who's teaching these young niggas this shit. And between the two of them, there's certain characteristics that can give off that this nigga is living a double life. You know what I'm saying? And then, in fact, we do get the actual person, you know what I'm saying, as far as through context clues. So you can still draw your own conclusion out of it. But for me, I figured, you know, I know who the guy is, but at any point, at any rate, it's still good as fuck. It's definitely something to watch when niggas get the chance. Cause Johnny
Depp. What's it called again?
It's called From Hell.
From Hell.
Yeah, From Hell. And then, of course, you could throw in a little Sleepy Hollow with that too. You know what I'm saying? Those are like probably the two best Johnny Depp movies. Well, it's really three around that young Johnny time for me on the dark side. Like, you got Sleepy Hollow, you got From Hell, and then my personal favorite is The Ninth Gate. You gotta see that shit. The Ninth Gate is some, man, that shit, I ain't gonna say too much, but that's that shit. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that know or don't. But moving forward to the real conversation at hand is the cinematic multiverse of Marvel. And this
what
conversation
are they going to do?
And this conversation that
is going to be universal.
That's it. That's exactly what's gonna happen. The conversation with this going on is, I don't want to see Aquaman 2 really because of Amber Heard. However, and this is a big however, this nigga Jonathan Majors is essentially down to the same thing and was fired by Disney. So how can DC decide collectively to keep Amber Heard after she was found guilty and was really doing the shit she was doing? But yet Jonathan Majors gets the boot, and that nigga was running away from that bitch. Like, what's, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, what's going on, bitch?
Yeah, that shit crazy. What exactly did they convict him of?
I'm totally unfair for this. Yeah, they convicted him of.
Because it's like, so, damn.
They convicted him of.
And you still convicted me?
Yeah, they convicted him of basically like some type. They try to convict him of bad. Like, they try to convict him of, you know what I'm saying, physical violence against him. When the video that they're using for the evidence is basically the time where he picked her up to put her back in the car, so he could seemingly get the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? And this man, I'm talking about full blown ran from this woman. Now, you have federal, and I believe the federal level is what was initially found not guilty when he first was popping into court with Morgan, Megan Good. You know what I'm saying? I almost called her somebody. I just want to say I love Megan Good and Morgan Dawson. Both of y'all chocolate sisters. Anyway, and that was a good move, Jonathan Majors. I don't know if that's like a publicity move and you really ain't hitting that shit, or if she just really fuck with you. But it's just like, how you go from really being with this white girl and then you just walking in the court with Megan Good? Like, come on, man. Like, Megan, don't be the new Vivica. Don't do it. Anyway. Anywho. Inikuzenkawa. This nigga essentially ran away from this girl, was found guilty on a civil level. So you got federal court, but you still got civil court. And I think the civil level is where he got found guilty. Otherwise, his black ass been in jail. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, off of that, they decided to, you know what I'm saying, drop him. And that's fucked up, because, nigga, that's a civil case. Like, that's like that's a civil case that everybody from Disney that all view your shit all collectively know that Kang did not conquer that situation. He didn't conquer it. He clearly ran. He got the fuck out of there. He absconded and got the fuck on.
Skedaddle.
That nigga got gone. And y'all still prosecuting? Like, come on. And then you got Amber Heard over here. And y'all, but you know what though? The greatest get back, and shout out to Jason Momoa, is this man coming to the set dressed like Johnny Depp. And I feel like he was dressed like Pirates of the Caribbean. And I love every minute of it, man. Shout out to Jason. Just fuck that bitch.
Kids. But she's barely, I mean, she's not really a part of the main plot in the movie. She doesn't.
Yeah, because it's like.
They didn't. I think they knew how people felt and they cut her scenes down.
I don't know. I feel like. If you're gonna. It's just like, man, it's still some type of, how the fuck does she still get to keep that role? Like, regardless, like, there are plenty of women that can.
But that's,
I know the fans didn't.
A lot of people
stand behind her to make her keep that role, did they?
I haven't really heard much about Amber Heard.
I mean, outside of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, outside of that Johnny Depp shit. But I mean, it's just like with Ezra Miller. People felt that way. The way you feel about Amber Heard, that's how people felt about Ezra Miller times 10.
Yeah, Ezra Miller was fucking tripping though. Like, that nigga kidnapped somebody. Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, Flash?
Dude,
that nigga fucking kidnapped somebody, bro. Like, that fucking full blown said, "Hey, guess what? I'm gonna kidnap this person." Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody likes that guy. I'm pretty sure of that.
But,
I get it. I do get it.
That nigga did his thing in that movie.
He did. He went really crazy. And I hate to say it, but it's like, oh man, that nigga.
You can't take it from him, bro.
Like, that nigga played two
fucking versions of the same guy.
Maybe this whole time when he kidnapped that girl, he was actually the evil Flash from the future. That's probably where his mind was.
Hey, and I know what somebody just said. Yeah, Eddie Murphy did it. Yeah. But look, Eddie Murphy and actors like that who have done multiple roles like that, they, you know what I'm saying, most of the time that shit be about, you know, comedy and shit. It don't be no, like, dramatic.
Emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
You have to deal with the version of yourself that has the parent that you miss and that you're doing it for.
Right. Like, come on, spoiler alert for The Flash, by the way.
I feel like everybody should have seen that.
If you ain't seen that shit, you missing out. I know how y'all feel about Ezra Miller, but look, that movie is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a super solid movie.
Like, and it really is. Like, I literally kind of jumped out of my seat a couple times.
Yeah, it's one of the best movies, especially just to bring back, like, to bring Keaton's Batman back into this. And it's like, out of the list of people, and out of, you know what I'm saying, again, I don't really follow forums too much and be on blogs like that, because, you know what I'm saying, I got my own personal opinion, so. You know, I don't really watch a lot of other people's, but there are a good few that I do watch. But as far as blogs and shit, I really don't be on that, so I don't know how many people are talking about it. But at the end of the day, like, we got Michael Keaton's Batman, dude. Like, the only thing that would have been more better and more nostalgic is if it was Val Kilmer. Because I feel like definitively, Val Kilmer's Batman is that nigga. Like that was probably the best Batman.
That was my favorite. That's always been my favorite Batman. Val Kilmer.
It's probably the best Batman we've got, and sealed in the soundtrack.
Sealed, nigga.
You understand what I'm saying? Kiss from a Rose. Anyway. Yeah, so I don't know. You got somebody. Ezra Miller was really doing a lot of crazy shit, but that movie by itself, removed from whatever happened or whatever antics took place outside of filming, that was a damn good movie. Yeah. Like, it really was. I can understand the CGI at some points, but I feel like, to be realistic, there hasn't been a live action movie with CGI and people haven't complained about the CGI. Because the best CGI in live action is damn near Avatar. And that was just realistically a movie based on CGI. That movie was never going to be steeped in trying to work both in together so it worked flawless and seamlessly. That shit was going to be based on CGI. And the nigga didn't make the movie until he had the capability of doing it. So you can't compare it. And then at the same token, you can't compare, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be realistic, because a lot of niggas don't like to admit this shit. You can't compare Pixar movies to this. Okay? Let's be realistic. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there that's watching Pixar movies. I know I'm not the only nigga watching it for anything. Like, there are a lot of good fucking, like, this. It's funny because it is funny. I mean, it's just good movies is good movies. So you can't compare a Pixar movie to a live action, like, you know what I'm saying, a live action movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it don't fit. I get it. But it looks better than what it did in the 90s.
Like, Incredibles is still a great, fantastic
movie. Oh, man. Incredibles, nigga. Big Hero 6 is still a good movie. I don't care what anybody's talking about. Oh, man. Big Hero 6 and everything they release. And then, and then if you want to be honest, the only thing that worked in tandem with each other, to be honest, was, and I will say this, the only thing that worked in tandem was fucking Osmosis Jones. Osmosis Jones is the best.
Look, live action. Yo, that might be, you might have a point with that one.
I'm just saying.
Or, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, you right. Ooh, you right on that one. Yeah,
that's that blade.
Yeah, you right on that one. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
We got to sample that.
Nah, whole time though. But you can't say that though, because you got Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and you also have It's a Mad World with Brad Pitt. And that's something a lot of people, that's why I knew you was going to say that. That's something a lot of people don't talk about either. Again, I am the movie guru. It's a Mad World with Brad Pitt was damn near the same thing, where Brad Pitt was some type of super spy detective that was also living in like a reality / cartoon world. And it's like super cool. It's a super dope movie. Almost as good as Johnny Mnemonic. Shout out to my boy Keanu. But with that being said, those shits were probably some of the best live action mashups of the day, because we understood it was two separate things happening. There's a cartoon version of this, and there's a live action version of this. And I gotta say because they didn't really cross over too much, because it was just straight live action, then straight animation. My favorite movie of all fucking time, starring the man himself, Macaulay Culkin, the fucking Pagemaster. The name of the movie was called The VHS Cover.
I always loved that name, bro. I've always been like, damn, I wish I'd have thought of that.
The Pagemaster, nigga.
From the start, I was like, man, the Pagemaster? Like, I knew then, like, that shit, just, that name just, it's, I don't know, man. I've always been one, I've always been the person that's been like, man, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Like, for real, man.
The fucking Pagemaster.
That's got to be one of the, that's what we need to do. We need to rank the top
hardest names, titles for different shit.
For different, okay. And you guys make sure you do that too, because we do have that feature on here where you can comment these things on the shows and episodes that you hear that you might like. And if we see your comment and there's something that's, that could be put into the next one. So, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's Crave Reviews, so we're doing everything. So leave it down in the comment section, fuck with us. But I definitely think we should do that. And we should, because we probably should start doing, I think we're going to start doing more rankings, because it's a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that happened in anime, but it's a lot of stuff that happened in entertainment as a whole. And me being a movie guy, I feel like we it's some rankings, especially with One Piece movies too, because anime movies were definitely, I don't know, well, of course, any anime buff should know that those were only made because they didn't have a budget for the live action. So since they didn't have the budget for the live action, they would just do the anime version of the script. So you got Perfect Blue, which is the best prime example of any live action screen adaptation having to be done in anime or animation because they didn't have the budget. So, but Page Master, man, I mean, top tier everything from the storyline to the animation and how it blended both into one. But, you know, Ezra Miller having the duality, like being a person trying to save a person, just has to come to the reality that you have to save yourself. It's I don't know, man. It's a lot. And then we really don't think about what actors go through trying to prepare for the roles. Like, we only hear about Jim Carrey when he was doing Man on the Moon, or we only hear about the, you know, saying unfortunate demise of Heath Ledger for the Joker, and then you get these stellar fucking performances.
Man.
Well, you know, take it for my boy Johnny. Johnny doesn't watch his movies.
Yeah, and I think that's a tragedy.
He said he doesn't like to see himself as another person. It's deep. I don't know. I mean, he's an actor.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? He's an actor. So there's no telling what, like, or, you know what I'm saying, maybe him seeing himself as another person might affect the way he plays the next one. So he's always coming at it like it's his first time.
From an artist's perspective, I can understand that.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's what makes the most sense. Like, to not go see Edward Scissorhands. Oh, maybe that's the movie that did it. You know, like, what I'm saying?
You know what? I don't want to see no more of this shit.
I
can't watch this shit.
I feel so sorry for myself. I got scissor hands.
Look at me.
Nobody understands my scissor hands.
Shout out to Johnny Depp, boy. You're a legend. I can't really think of a bad Johnny Depp.
There are no bad Johnny Depp movies. I think the biggest one that stands out in pop culture the most is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Well, I like Blow.
Blow was good as fuck.
I like the Pirates.
Shit, I liked his little stint in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He was dope as Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Now the other nigga that got to play Grindelwald was equally as menacing. However, it's too big of a difference. And they didn't even say that nigga was wearing the glamour or nothing. They didn't, you know, anything. Like, goddamn. But, yeah, definitely anything Johnny has done or touched has been
fire.
It's been fire.
It'd be fire every time.
That's what I said. It's even moving forward. That's why it's always important for good casting, even with the movies that we got today, because, yeah, there's a lot of shit that happens outside of filming. Again, you know, just touch back on that Ezra Miller. But they knew what they was doing, and they had that conversation of realizing that the nigga that was doing the show wouldn't probably translate well to the big screen. Could.
Grant Gustin could probably pull it off, man, because he's been playing The Flash for a long time. And
yeah.
I feel like if they did
Grant Gustin as the Flash, he would be more Barry Allen than he was on the show.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is Barry Allen in the comics, the way they portrayed him in the show, he was a little more comical and a little more naive, a little more emotional than, you know what I'm saying? Because he's more like, he's a golden age hero. Not golden age, but I guess it would be silver age.
I guess so, because he came out sometime after Superman.
Yeah, definitely after Superman, but he came out.
Superman is considered
when
golden.
Superman's golden age. The Flash was came out around the time that Hal Jordan, Green Lantern came out, and who else came out? They had characters like Black Canary, Martian Manhunter, you know what I'm saying? And they had a Flash. It was Jay Garrick before this version of the Flash, Barry Allen. But he was different, you know what I'm saying? And but with Barry Allen, the way he is, he's more stoic. Just a little more stoic. You know what I mean? He's more of a, you know, this is a hero when you talk to him. With Grant Gustin's Flash, don't get me wrong, for what it was, he played that shit to the T. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like his development wasn't what it was supposed to be, because it seemed like he was making the same mistakes every season after a while. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, why haven't you learned from this yet? Like, this is the same shit you did with such and such last season.
Yeah. Those type of stumbling blocks, so they don't get too far along in the storyline before they...
But see, that's the thing. This is my problem with these adaptations. They have so much to pull from. Like, I grew up reading comics. I know that these comic books, bro, have good stories in them. You feel what I'm saying? They have good iconic stories. You feel what I'm saying? And all it takes is for them to use that shit. They don't have to go beat for beat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have enough sense to know that there's some shit that's just not gonna translate well to live action, you know what I'm saying? And if you do it beat for beat, it end up looking like one of those live action animes that's bad, you know what I'm saying? Because they try to do it beat for beat and it simply doesn't work.
Yeah, because you only got so much money. You only got so much money to try to make it back.
There's that, but also, even if you did, it's like some of that shit is just kind of... The Matrix, when they did the fighting, that shit was clearly CGI, but that was the best that shit
could have been at that time. The Matrix.
You feel what I'm saying?
The Matrix has the best CG. That's what I was saying.
And that shit still holds.
And that's what I was saying about it. It's not the CGI from the 90s.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit, The Matrix, every part of even, oh man, the bullet time.
Bruh.
That was the best fucking thing to smoke in cinematics.
So it's a lot of shit that they could do, but it still has to be believable to your eye when you're looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a way that you can do shit. And even though we've seen it in the manga or comic book or anime or cartoon,
and for the record, we talking about the first Matrix. The second and third one was alright, and then that fourth one got a little too wireworky, and then it was clearly CGI and a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But that first one though, chef's fucking kiss. Yeah. Like, but yeah, though.
But damn, I lost my
Grant Gustin.
But yeah, we're talking about Grant Gustin. And him being the Flash in the movies. I feel like he could pull it off.
The only reason I really feel
because he shows glimmers of that, even on the CW show.
They didn't pick Grant Gustin because he don't have the look.
But people are already used to him
being the Flash. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And again, no homo, but that's what that whole translating to the movie thing was. Grant Gustin has a look for TV. He doesn't have a look for movies, which is something that somebody said. So when you put Grant Gustin and this nigga,
Ezra Miller
side by side.
They did that for the Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller came onto the show and was like, whoa, where am I?
No, I'm not talking about like that. And I'm that talking about like
Grant Gustin was like, nigga, what are you doing here?
I'm talking about like as far as like how they look. Like as people,
mm-hmm.
There's a clear reason why they went with Ezra Miller for the movie. Because you got him standing next to Gal Gadot, or Gal Gadot, or however you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck's chin, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you need something that stands out.
You know what I'm saying? And Greg Gustin,
all
he
got is the hair.
Like, yeah.
That nigga got that poof.
That nigga go, they go, like, why the fuck? Like, this
nigga, that nigga can switch his look up, though, man. That ain't shit.
Nah,
man.
They
could rework his image.
This is what I'm saying. You got, I know her from Lovecraft Country. You'll know her from Loki as the security guard, that black lady.
I know her from both.
Yeah, okay. She was supposed to play Stagecoach Bear in The Heart of They Fall.
Mm-hmm.
But they went with Zazie Beetz instead. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, I can't remember because she definitely is a great actor. She looks more believable as Stagecoach Mary.
What Stagecoach Mary actually looks like?
She actually, you know what I'm saying? She just, I mean, of course she's more beautiful. But, I mean, than Stagecoach Mary. But, and no disrespect to Stagecoach Mary, but you know what I'm saying? That was a tough bit. Anyway, but she would be a perfect actor to portray that woman. You know what I'm saying? But going with Zazie Beetz was because
of the sex appeal.
Of the look. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, oh, okay. So and that's what I mean. That's the same situation with Grant Gustin. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted to go with Ezra Miller because
he was sexy.
And then, not to mention, on top of
Ezra Miller is sexier than Grant Gustin.
And the nigga can act. And the nigga can act.
Because Grant Gustin can act.
Aaron Cousin can.
And he can sing.
But it's like this nigga Ezra
can't sing.
It's just a pretty face. You know what I'm saying? This nigga comes with talent too. And I feel
another thing too, the way that they portrayed the Flash in the Justice League universe, it wouldn't look right with Aaron Cousin because they portrayed him as your little brother. You know what I'm saying? They gave him more of a Wally West
type feel.
Yeah.
Damn.
In opposed to Barry Allen.
Yeah. That's some bullshit. Like, but again, that's, you know what I'm saying? It's Hollywood for you. But that's what really prevented that now. And this new reboot, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted Grant Gustin to show up in the new reboot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, James Gunn might have that in the works. Why not? That would be dope too.
That would be dope.
That would be dope too.
That's what I want to see.
But who would you have play the Flash?
I don't know a lot of actors though, man.
Yeah, you got to you got to get better with that.
I just don't know a lot of actors.
So a lot of new actors I'm not really too familiar with sometimes. Because for one, the guy that plays Jack Reacher on the show. It's, you know what I'm saying, the Jack Reacher show. And he also was in Fast X.
That nigga that was in American Idol too.
He was also, yeah. That's what
that nigga said. Can sing. He played Hawk on Titans. Mm. And Hawk and Dove fucked around and went to a karaoke bar. And they sung my favorite karaoke song. That I like to hear people sing. He can sing.
That's funny. And nailed
I'm talking it. About and killed that shit.
That nigga is who Boss Logic had essentially drawn. I don't know if niggas have seen Boss Logic's idea, but anytime Boss Logic do something, you know, it shakes a lot of shit. And apparently that's really how what's her name actually became Ahsoka.
Rosario.
Yeah, that's how Rosario, because Boss Logic had did a photo of her as Ahsoka, and that's how
somebody seen it was like, yeah, that's a good ass idea. Call her up right now.
She, you know what I'm saying? And it's so he just did it for Dragon Ball Z for Netflix. Like Netflix should do Dragon Ball Z next. Mm-hmm. And he did one of Dr. Gero 18 and 17 and 16, but 16 was oh boy from Fast X. The nigga you said that could sing on
Hawk.
Yeah. Him as Android 16.
Oh shit. Yes. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro. That would definitely go.
Yeah. Like,
that nigga big as fuck, bro.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. Big as hell. And he would be a perfect Android 16. But, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how they do everything else, because...
But, nigga, The Rock as Nappa?
Yeah, The Rock as Nappa. Ah.
The Rock? He ain't going for that shit. The Rock, he ain't going to go for that.
I don't know.
Look,
the only person that can play Nappa to me, and I don't care how old.
If they let The Rock play Nappa, Nappa gonna have a whole new storyline.
Of course. It's gonna be about him. He was never an important saying, nigga. He was cannon fodder.
I don't think
he gonna be cool, because he gonna somehow survive when he's clearly supposed to get killed by Vegeta. Yeah, I seen that as Raditz.
Yeah. And that's Antonio Banderas, ain't it?
No. Down there. No, that's the nigga that played from Dracula Untold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That nigga. As Vegeta, that would be dope.
That's because, you know, I don't know these.
Okay, so these are the new actors I was saying. Like, I really don't remember their names.
Yeah.
But that's really
this one.
That nigga. Now, again, I don't know if I want Idris Elba as Piccolo.
Idris Elba as Piccolo.
And I can't say this enough. If we gonna have to get Piccolo, I would probably fuck with dude from the new Mortal Kombat movie.
He also played Jimmy Olsen on Supergirl.
Yeah.
Ashtray, bitch.
Yeah, that nigga.
Ashtray, bitch.
Yeah, that nigga definitely would be a good... He'll definitely be a good, but again, I can't say this enough. The only person that can play Nappa, and I feel like he can still pull it off to this day with a little de-aging, is of course Goldberg is G. He is
Goldberg.
Fucking Nappa.
Like, that would be, hold up, bro.
If they don't cast, that's probably some of the best casting anybody could fucking do.
that's Robert Downey Jr. level casting right there, bro. That's Iron Man level casting,
bro.
Right there.
Goldberg as fucking Nappa. Oh,
Goldberg,
man. Like, and that's another thing Netflix got to hone in on. If you're gonna do Dragon Ball Z, do it right. Gee, One Piece is as good as it is because they're not all Japanese, and I get it. It's Japanimation. That's why we love anime in the first place, because these are all Japanese people. I get it. But you got to diversify when it comes down to viewership, because it looks better for everybody to have an accent than to have a voiceover. And that's what kind of lost me with the Yu Yu Hakusho. Not only was Yu Yu Hakusho kind of rushed, and for those that haven't seen it, I'm not saying it's a bad watch, but just to know, a lot of shit is rushed. You know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to tell so much, because they probably don't know if they're going to get a second season. And they don't know that the best thing to do is make a good fucking first season with as much shit from that first season as possible. And that's kind of what One Piece did. It was a little bit rushed, but it wasn't as rushed, because there's so much shit to cover in One Piece that it would make sense of how the story progressed, but it still progressed at a pace that made sense. You get an understanding, you get the feel for the character grown, you get to see the character evolve and whatever. whatever minute way you get to enjoy that. So with the live action of a Dragon Ball Z, you need to have diversified people. Android 16 should not be fucking Japanese. Don't bring a Japanese Android 16. That nigga wasn't Japanese in that anime. Yeah. Again, Alphonse and Edward Elric. That is a blonde hair white boy. Why the fuck would y'all make them Japanese?
Why the fuck?
And then you didn't even do a good voiceover because you decided to use the fucking audio from the anime?
What the fuck?
Poorly done. Poorly fucking done. I'm upset about that Netflix.
And you can tell.
You can tell. Like, that was horrible.
Because there's sound effects in there that ain't even happening on
screen. Gee, that shit was horrible. Like, that was the dumbest shit in the world. And no disrespect to the Japanese people. I get it. It's an anime. But you're clearly making a storyline about a motherfucker that's from Germany or Sweden. It would have made more sense to make them white people. It just would have made more sense. I'm not even being racist on that. Like, it just would have made more sense. It's not like I need niggas to be Edward and Alphonse ever. I need white people. There were black people in Full Metal Alchemist, and I need them to play their roles. But here, this ain't the place. This ain't. And then, this is what's even more crazy. They clearly portrayed the one nigga that was of some type of Asiatic descent as a nigga with slanted eyes. Like, that's how they portray Chinese people in fucking anime. They have slanted eyes. Or Japanese, because I don't know if people caught on to that yet. But Japan, like, animes portray Chinese as literally having, those are the characters that primarily have slit eyes. There's very few niggas that might be from Osaka that's probably finna kill you in some type of bloody duel that have slotted eyes. And then they'll open them because that's when they really finna get on bullshit. But the majority of the people that are like that are portrayed to be actually Chinese. That's how Japanese people think Chinese people. That's hilarious. Because Japanese people just have big eyebrows. The form of their forehead around it, like, they're just real deep set stoic eyebrow. That's why their faces all look like that in Japanese. Like, they're almost looking down or just like serious. That's how a lot of people from Kenya or, you know what I'm saying, from Ethiopia look too. Like, they have really pronounced eyebrows. Not so much as the hair, but like the bone and their makeup, like, it just, it gives it that look. You know what I'm saying? The Chinese people usually, they have a more laid back but squinted eye look, you know what I'm saying? Which they do. But anyway. That needs to be that needs to be definitely the topic point. You need to get the right casting. Cause if Dragon Ball, if y'all fuck Dragon Ball Z up, I guarantee that people gonna cancel subscriptions. They're gonna cancel their shit. You're gonna cancel those shits immediately.
I think they're building up the Dragon Ball Z.
They got to, because they got to get it right.
Because if they do Dragon Ball Z, the world will catch fucking fire.
Bruh.
If they do that shit right.
If they do Dragon Ball Z right,
and they do it right,
it'll blow Netflix out. Man, Netflix again.
Bruh.
It'll Now, One Piece did this thing. Of course, it did more than Yu Yu Hakusho. Because One Piece is a current and it's still, you know what I'm saying, making its rounds and doing its thing. But
I ain't gonna lie, I think it was better.
I mean, it was. It was better than Yu Yu Hakusho for sure, because they didn't do Yu Yu Hakusho right. They put too much shit in.
In five episodes
at that.
I'm mad about that, and I ain't even seen the anime.
We finna have more episodes of Echo than we did of fucking Yu Yu Hakusho. Now, for what it's worth, the fighting, the cinematics, the CGI, Toguro's transformation, even though he didn't go full bore, but he still did transform, I think it was top tier. And
he still didn't go full bore?
Nah, 100% compared to the anime. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Compared to the anime, that nigga turns into a totally different thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, that nigga shoulders don't even be that. Them shits like protrude from his body. This shit, like the armor from, like, the fucking Saiyan, like from Vegeta Force, like how they shit, like that's how his shoulder muscles and bones. That nigga gets in at 100%. I don't think he went 100% on that.
So does that mean he's coming back?
Toguro? I don't know. He probably got killed off. Like any good show that's not promised.
I mean, it seems like he got killed, but
he could possibly, because Genkai could probably come back, because Genkai really, I don't want to ruin it for nobody, so I'm not going to say nothing, but I will say that it's a lot of shit that happens in Yu Yu Hakusho way too fucking fast. And it doesn't build on the principles of what made that anime good to watch. It was good because you got to see Yusuke Urameshi grow into being the spirit detective, because he had to do shit. Yeah, the first few episodes was really backstory, so you had to learn about Kurama, him being a white nine-tailed fox. You had to learn about Hiei, him trying to find his sister, shit like that. And you had to learn about Botan and, you know what I'm saying, everything that's going on with, you know, being a spirit detective and the other world and all that shit. You had to learn about, you know, Coimba. And again, the thing that off the bat signaled that they was going to be bad, as soon as this shit comes on, Coimba's already an adult. And if niggas that are real fans of the anime, they know that Coimba, when first get introduced to Coimba, he's a child, because that's how he lives, you know, for as long as he, you know what I'm saying, eternally or whatever. Just like Lao Ji and a couple of, and you know what I'm saying, Toguro and fucking Genkai, these people have the ability to store their, like, their strength or like their youth and embed that shit inside of them. So it's like they can save that and then, like, almost in like some type of hammer space and go back and get it. So yeah, it's time to stand.
Yeah, my wife said it's time to stand up.
So these people, shout out to Apple. So these people basically kind of rushed everything and just even rushed the spirit wave and giving Yusuke the spirit, that little spirit orb for him to ingest, because I know a lot of, in the anime, that shit was a painful ordeal. Like, either he was going to successfully bond with it or it was going to kill him. And, you know, they didn't even take that route in the series. But like I said, for the looks of the live action, to see Yusuke use the spirit gun and everything like that, it's worth watching. You know what I'm saying? In that aspect. As far as storytelling goes, nobody is doing it better than Yuichiro. He is the smartest nigga, I feel like, to do it, because I feel like he was probably one of the only ones to have physical input, because they say people have input onto shit, but if people had input into the shit that they created, like, J.K. Rowling had direct input into the Harry Potter movies, which is why the Harry Potter movies are so fucking good. You could debate, but nobody's ever really said they didn't like a Harry Potter movie. People dress up and watch all of them bitches. Like, it's not
all 200 of them. Don't say it, nigga.
All
200 Harry Potter
movies. I was gonna say 12, but it wasn't 12. It was 7. You know what I'm saying? Part 1 and 2. So it's really 8. But then you got Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. But J.K. Rowling had direct input into the movies. So that's why they came out good. Yuichiro Oda had more input than they probably give him credit for. And making sure he had the bread for the sets and everything like that to make that shit what it was. And if we don't get the same level of input from this nigga to come over here and do this Dragon Ball Z, it's gonna fucking suck. I'm saying. We saw what happens. Because I know he didn't have no input on Evolution.
I know that nigga. Yeah, we're not even gonna put that on him.
I know that nigga didn't have no input.
No, there's no way.
He probably didn't have no, he probably had more input into the TV show or the first movie from back in the day, but he, like, Yuichiro Oda is, he's, Toriyama gotta take note.
Nigga is setting the, he's setting this, look, he's been,
man,
writing
the
this
crazy
shit.
Thing is, Toriyama inspired Yuichiro Oda. Inspired.
So now you gotta beat your
now
own
you
creation.
Let, yeah,
you created
let
the
him
monster.
Inspire you.
Because nobody wants to see monster no more. They want Shady. That's what I give you.
That's it. It's it. You gotta do it now, Toriyama. Because this nigga Yuichiro Oda is definitely surpassed you, nigga.
Like, nah, if they do it.
Cheer older than that, gotta be there too.
Do you think they should start at Dragon Ball?
I feel like,
yes, I think they should.
I feel like the fans are gonna want to crave certain things, and that's
they're gonna
why
want Z, right?
They're gonna want it.
But
they're
Dragon Ball,
want it.
See, hear me out. Dragon Ball is season 1.
Nigga, Dragon Ball, nigga, a condensed live action Dragon Ball, all those tournament arcs?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that won't, bro?
No, because you know why.
But fighting and action.
But you know why, though? Because the fans are going to want to see. They're going to want to see. They want to see. Now, they can do it. They're going to want, because he did it in Dragon Ball. That's how you like it.
Yeah.
Master Roshi. But they're going to want to see Super Saiyan. They want to see the transformation. We want to see this nigga go from skinny to buff.
Yeah, but at the same time, as a Dragon Ball fan, when I say Dragon Ball, I don't mean like that.
I'm talking about the whole genre. Z, Super, GT.
Ish.
GT was my shit.
Ish.
I mean, because GT was, I'm not going to lie, Omega Shenron. And all the other Shenrons, man, them motherfuckers was hell. Super Saiyan 4 was everything niggas wanted and more. And, man, and Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3, Tenkaichi. Yeah, bro.
Fight.
It's bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. That's the problem I had with
But that's why Super was kind of trying to touch on that, because again, GT was kind of sanctioned, but then kind of wasn't. Not that Toriyama dealt with as far as writing. Them niggas just came up with their own shit. But again, Super Saiyan 4 was really supposed to be reserved for what Super Saiyan God is.
But,
he was talking about Dragon Ball. If they did Dragon Ball live action, it's live action. It will pop for niggas to see Dragon Ball Z, but it's like,
yeah, like just do Dragon Ball as the first season, Dragon Ball Z as the second season, another season of Dragon Ball Z. Super.
Yeah, that would be.
That's four seasons of Dragon Ball live action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The average TV show might get one or two seasons.
Yeah, I feel like Dragon Ball would be good, but it's man. But this, yeah, Dragon Ball could be the man. But again, you got
you can do six seasons of this shit, bro. Two seasons of Dragon Ball, one with Tournament Arts, the other one with Red Ribbon Army.
Because that's
Red Ribbon Army and Tournament Arts at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you got King
Piccolo. Yeah. And
you know
then
what I'm
you
saying?
Introduce that. And then
and
you
then
go.
And then it goes into the Saiyan Saga for Dragon Ball Z.
But then for the Saiyan Saga for Dragon, what they might start off with is the Cell Saga.
No, man.
You get Dr. Jerome, you get 18, man, 17, 16.
It's
Super Saiyan 2, Gohan. So you get Goku, Super Saiyan, Piccolo, Super Saiyan Trunks.
Man, all that shit is
bam. No, I'm playing. Yeah, that's it's gonna be too soon.
Other, yeah, it's gonna be way too soon. And if they rush it in like that, it ain't gonna, I don't it's not gonna. Imagine if we don't watch that first season of One Piece, and by the end of the season,
and Wano. Man.
You're in Wano. Let's not even go that far, nigga. They're going to Old King Island.
Yeah, nah, but
the rest of the sun.
But they would have been all the way out in Wano, though.
They would have been like, what
the fuck did y'all skip? Y'all skipped so much shit.
Like, it would have been jarring, but it would have been on Little Dark before they get out.
Oh, they would have started off with Scott Pete. Really kind of. Like, yeah.
Ended in Scott Pete. That would have been great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, damn.
You just ran a whole bunch of shit.
That's why I said, you know. You know. You
can't do that shit, too.
You got options. You got options, man. You got options. That's why I said, I feel like, for sure.
above all, if anything, and I know for sure that Dragon Ball Z has to get done with care. Because if they don't do it with care, and they fumble this bag, because this is a bag. I'm talking about phone bubble. You hear me? So they need to be in competition. You know what I'm saying? For real. I feel like that too. They can really just start from there if they did want to. Like Dragon Ball Z can start where it started at, and Raditz is starting to, you know what I'm saying? Because that first season ain't too bad either. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of tournament fights and that shit. But going from Dragon Ball, man, it's just so much shit. We really wouldn't, like, we don't have to have like 2 seasons of Dragon Ball by itself.
That's why I said 6 seasons, 2 seasons of Dragon Ball.
So much. They just do so much shit at Dragon Ball. Especially just getting acquainted, looking for the Dragon Ball that you got to do. Then you got to
get the
best top tier version of Yamcha that you're ever going to get for something.